Morning Angels.
So this morning we meet a very, very special guy called Marnie Blom, 31-year-old man on a mission. This is the story of Marnie. Listen to this.
My name is Marnie Blom. I'm 31 years old. I'm a para-athlete and I'm competing in the visually disabled category, F12. I started in 2006. I used to do the 200 and 400 meters. And then I had an accident. Two young guys on motorcycles came around the corner and then they hit me. I was walking on the sidewalk. It was a Friday night. So after the accident, I only woke up in hospital like the Saturday afternoon. When I woke up, my mother was standing next to the bed and I immediately asked her, do I still have my leg? Because I thought they cut off my leg. So I immediately asked her, do I still have my leg? Then she said, yes. But the breakage that I had on my leg was fixed with pins and screws and stuff. But my left knee was completely ruined. So that was the thing that actually took the longest period to recover. And I don't think you can express yourself in words when somebody's passion or somebody's dream gets taken away. And it's very, you can't explain that in true words. A knee will never be the same again after something like that. And then it took me 4 years to recover from that. And in that 4 years, I never thought that I will do athletics again. And then it came to a point in 2014, my leg started getting better and better because I started gymming more, but now I had to change my whole career. So I went for the least movement kind of events, and that's shot put and discus. And little did I know that it's not a thing that you just go and do. It takes years and years to be extremely successful. But with that, I had a brilliant coach and we managed to pick up much quicker than I'm supposed to pick up. So I went to London last year with discus, with to the World Championships, the Para World Championships. But now for the next Paralympics, that's in Tokyo 2020, in my specific classification, F12, there's no discus, which is discus is my main event. So I had to basically change my focus from my main event, that is discus, to my secondary event, that's shot put, because there is shot put. And in that process, I had to, you know, start a little bit of more vigorous training because the shot put guys are quite bulky, isn't it? And I was doing a workout and then I just felt my hip went. And then I thought, okay, maybe it's just a cramp or something and maybe it will go over. And then it didn't go over. It just became worse and worse. And then a couple of weeks after that, in December, I went to the hospital at Steve Beaker and then they said, I've got a dysplasia hip and it came to the end of its life. So it will never be working fine again. And I said, but my hip needs to be, in some way, needs to get fixed because this next 2 years is very, very important because I have to compete and I have to perform well to get to Tokyo in 2020. And currently I can't. I can't do my training properly. There's a lot of things I can't do. So what I need is a hip. And according to Dr. Fisser, there is a very good sports hip. So at the end of the day, what I need is that hip. So if I do get blessed by the hip, then I can go and live my passion and dream and then represent my country again.
That's the story of Marnie Blom coming up next on Good Morning Angels, exclusive to Jacker and FM. You'll meet Marnie live on the show. He will tell you the rest of the story. This will part volgende.
It's time to get up.
Nothing better than driving in the car and just feeling that love all through the airwaves.
Start your day with Martin Bester, Jacaranda FM.
Jimmy.
Jacaranda FM cares. Good morning, angels.
At the end of it, he was very clear. He needs a new hip. Well, he's in studio with us this morning to tell us the rest of the story. Diane, goeiemôre.
Goeiemôre.
Net gou-gou, wie was die oorspronklike engel gewees wat ingestuur het?
Wel, Marnie het aan Operation Healing Hands geskryf. Because as you heard, he needed a new hip, a hip replacement. And as an athlete, timing is of the essence.
Absolutely.
You can't be on a list at the state hospital for 4 years.
No, he's got places, he's got medals to win.
Yes, he's got our country to represent.
Marnie, goeiemôre, baie welkom.
Môre, môre.
Nee, ek kan nou vir ons die rest van die story vertel. Die laatste wat ons opgetel het was, jy het 'n heup nodig, het jy 'n heup gekry?
Ja, lyk my so, ek het...
Operation Healing Hands, well done!
Ja, mens kan dit nie glo nie, hoor, is eintlik net soos die Here is so goed vir 'n mens. So een oomblik dan voel dit vir jou of alles teen jou is en die wêreld teen jou is en die en dan die next moment dan
het jy 'n splinter nuwe heup. Mani, jy was by die Eugene Marais Hospitaal gewees en jy is in ongelooflike goeie hande gewees, as ek reg, Operation Healing Hands.
Ja, kyk, daai mense het jou regtig op jou hande gedra, dis 'n baie baie goeie hospitaal en al die staf daar het so mooi na mens gekyk en die chirurge was fantasties en alles het net goed afgeloop.
And this was part of Operation Healing Hands Mandela Month, and where they did 18 operations. So like Ruth last month, or last week, Marnie was one of those Operation Healing Hands
is
patients.
Is daar stadium gewees wat jy 'n bietjie hoop verloor het?
Ja, nee, definitief, want die beseringkie kom nou al van laas November af, so toe was ek December na die, ek het eers gegaan na die sportsdokter daarby, die HPC
ja.
By LC de Villiers en toe sê hulle vir my nee, hulle dink ek het net soos 'n cartilage tear of iets. Toe gaan ons Steve Beaker toe vir hy scan, want hy scan is vrek duur, hy MRI scans. En toe ek daar is, toe sê hulle vir my na die tyd, sê hulle nee, sorry, hulle kan niks vir my doen nie.
Jy het 'n groot operasie nodig en sê gaf my toe jy daai oproep gekry het, wat vir jou gesê het, Mani, jy gaan 'n operasie kry, jy gaan 'n nuwe heup kry. Vertel gou vir my die storie, wat het deur jou kop gegaan op daai oomblik?
Ek kon dit nie geglo nie. Ek en my vrou was actually net gegaan gaan brood en melk koop en toe lei my foon en ek dog toe wie bel my? Dit was soos laatmiddag. Mm. En toe sê hulle nee, hulle gaan my opereer. En dit was soos die volgende week.
Was jy gelukkig? Het jy gelag, het jy gehuil, alles saam?
Ek was te geskok.
en na die operasie, toe jy oor oopmaak?
Kyk,
Vir wie het jy gevra? Want ek weet jy het jou ma na die operasie, die ongeluk gevra, oor jou been. Wie was daar gewees toe jy oopmaak na die operasie?
My ma en my vrou was by my, okay. Toe ek my oopmaak en het was, maar dit is nie 'n maklike operasie hierdie nie, hoor. Laat ek jou nou vertel, ek sal dit nie graag weer wil doen nie.
Dit is 'n groot operasie.
Dit is 'n gevoelige storie, hoor.
En toe gee hulle vir jou die goeie nuus dat dit jy het 'n nuwe heup.
Ja. En die ongelooflike ding is ek het nog nie een enkele sekondse neeweffekte gehad van hierdie hele operasie nie.
Wow.
Niks. Ek behalwe van die pyn en die pyn is net soos obvious want 'n mens dit is 'n groot storie, maar anders as dit het alles net soos 100% gegaan.
When we were sitting in the red room earlier on, Marnie told me that he's been listening to Good Morning Angel since 2006.
That's amazing. Vanoggend as jy hierso.
Ja. Ek sou dit nooit kon gedink het nie, ouer. Ek sou dit nooit kon gedink het nie.
En is dit dank aan 'n hele paar engele, jy weet, hierdie dinge gebeur nie sommer deur een persoon nie, maar 'n klomp mense en 'n klomp dinge wat alles saamwerk op een slag en dit reg kry om vir jou 'n beter toekoms te gee. Wanneer sê jy is jou groot oomblik? Wanneer gaan jy verteenwoordig?
Okay, ons moet nou obviously my rehabilitasie moet goed afloop en baie belangrik en baie precise en dan volgende jaar is wêreldkampioenskappe weer in Doha of in
en dan moet jy jou
Dubai
titel verdedig.
Ja, maar nie in diskus ongelukkig kan ek ja. Nie want ek moet nou gewig so doen so dan maak moed by die wêreldspele deelneem om deel te kan neem by die Paralympics
in 2020.
Ja.
Ja, al die goeders kos natuurlik geld, jy weet, rehabilitasie en om jou hele lewe om jou so te organiseer dat jy jy die beste moontlik kan funksioneer, it all costs money. And this is where our next angel, Di, comes into play.
Yes, absolutely. And
O Engel, what's yeah. His young, but, you know, O Bekende.
Yeah, a bekende gezicht. The thing is that completely blows my mind is Marnie is the current world record holder in discus. And he won the gold medal in discus. And he has to fund himself.
I know.
It's not being paid for by anybody. I mean, it's just staggering.
I think a lot of athletes listening this morning and a lot of parents of kids that excel at school sport and need to represent on an international level can relate to you this morning, Marnie. There are many people, whether it's swimming, whether it's running, even other sports, hockey,
gymnastics,
you name it, that have to fund their own ways to get to the next level. You know, I was speaking to a gentleman last week as well. He's 78 now, and he's still competing, in an athletic routine. And he doesn't want to stop. But, you know, South Africa is not going to give him money. This guy is an 8-time winner. He needs to get himself there.
Yeah.
And it's in your geval ook hierso vir oggend, Marnie. So, great opportunity for us to introduce our next angel, Di.
That's Shania Setter, and she's the marketing manager of a wonderful company called DocX. Good morning, Shania.
Good morning.
She was here bright and early for us, and you've got some news for Marnie.
Yeah. So, Marnie, I'm from Document Excellence, and we would like to donate 15,000 Rand to you just to help you in just in some sort of way.
Thank you very much.
To get that ball rolling.
Yes.
And to help you forward, Marnie. Dis 'n goeie begin en wie weet, miskien is daar ander mense wat ook saamtrek. Net vir jou.
Yeah, the world is still full of good people.
Yeah, Marnie, and I've got so much, you know, this guy has so much grit and talent and he doesn't give up.
Wat wil jy sê vir ander atlete wat vanoggend luister of ander mense wat dalk in jou situasie is of was? Wat is jou boodskap?
Kyk, niks in hierdie lewe is maklik nie en mens moet maar net altyd hard werk. En die Here naby jou, want op die einde van die dag is dit hy wat jou pad vir jou gelyk maak en jou pad vir jou vorentoe reg maak.
En as altyd iemand wat aan jou dink, nê?
Yep.
En in die dokters?
Die dokters wat my gehelp het? Nee, hulle is heroes. Hulle regtig baie goeie werk gedoen en net die mense wat die hele span, almal wat betrokke is, is net soos mens kan net dankie sê.
Ja, maar ja, lekker om jou te ontmoet. Alles van die beste. Bring nog 'n paar medaljes terug volgende jaar. Alles van die beste.
Ja, now we can follow him. Now we can follow his progress. Yeah. And I will put Marnie's details. If you would like to invest in some talent, I will put Marnie's details on our Good Morning Angels blog and on the website. And contact Marnie. He's a nice guy.
Thank you. A nice lady as well is Shania and DocX. Always like to hear from you. Thanks for joining us on the show this morning. Marnie, alles van die beste sterkte. Ons dink aan jou hoor.
Baie dankie, Martin.
Good morning, Angels. Jackrabbit FM cares.
Good morning, Angels. Julle maak het nie baie makkelijk so op een woensdagochtend nie, nie. Ek is op pad waard toen ek die my make-up hoor na hierdie sessie van Good Morning, Angels nie.
Good Morning, Angels. With Martin Bester.